Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, August 19th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, three people are dead in Northern California following a mid-air collision between two planes. The collision took place in Watsonville, about 50 miles south of San Jose. Spokesman said the planes crashed at a municipal airport while trying to land. Two, the Biden administration is allocating more than $300 million in funding for water reuse projects nationwide. Press release said the projects will advance drought resilience and increase annual capacity to support almost 900,000 people a year. And number three, Japan is launching a contest to encourage young people to drink more alcohol. The country's national tax agency wants people ages 20 to 39 to come up with new ideas to help breathe new life into the sagging alcohol industry. Japan blames falling sales on declining birth rates, an aging population, and the coronavirus pandemic. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday morning. My final day filling in for Steve here on the program. Steve is back on Monday. You can find more about the show at stevegruber.com, including podcasts of the show and segments with guests. You'll also have Twitter at Steve Gruber Show, and I'm there at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Coming up this hour, Steve Doolin in just a couple of minutes, professor and licensed attorney. We'll talk a few gun-related things with him. Emily Jasinski, culture editor at The Federalist, will be with us after the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the new documentary they've put together called Cartel Country. Very interesting, very well done. That's all coming up later on this hour here on the program. You can find me, as I mentioned, at Scott Bertram on Twitter. I'm also down here at Hillsdale College. Our classes start next Wednesday here on campus. K-12 schools beginning all across the state and, well, all across the country as well. I mentioned this poll earlier on in the program. I wanted to just dig a little deeper into a few things. NBC News is tracking college students. They started last year and asked some questions, got some results, and they're doing it again now with they're the same students. So this is their second year in college. And what we talked about earlier is this poll result that said, could you see yourself choosing to room with someone who supported the opposing 2020 presidential candidate as the one you supported? And overall, 54% said definitely or probably they could. And 46% said probably not, definitely not. So about 50-50 said, 50 said, yeah, I could see myself doing that, and 50 said no. When you dig a little deeper into the numbers, you find that Democratic respondents are much more opposed to rooming with someone who voted differently in 2020. 62% said they probably or definitely would not. Meanwhile, Republican respondents said 28% said they probably or definitely would not. And as I mentioned last hour, I think that's very much a outgrowth of the way that those students, who are now second-year college students, grew up. I think conservatives and Republicans, self-identified conservatives and Republicans who are in college, perhaps were also that way in high school, maybe even earlier, and through the years they've dealt with situations in which they have been the only conservative in the room. They've been the only Republican in the room. And they have had liberal ideas, Democrats talking with them, talking around them their entire life, whether it be in the classroom, whether it be on the playground, whether it be in social circles, whether it be by watching ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, whether it be by watching entertainment programs, which also slip in liberal and Democratic talking points. They have dealt with this forever. Having someone with different political views in their dorm room is just not a big deal. Democrats, broad brush, have been siloed, largely around people who think the same way, talk the same way, have the same opinions. And so living with someone in a dorm room who voted a different way 2 years ago is a pretty big change in environment for them. And they're not sure they want to do that. I think that explains a lot of the difference in, cancel culture and open minds, and yes, and all that plays into it. But just life experience, the way that life has played out for young conservatives compared to young liberals, I think informs the responses to that question. When it comes to marriage, this is a little deeper in the poll, 63% of all respondents said they could not see them marrying someone who voted differently. 37% disagreed, said they could see themselves marrying such a person. And as I mentioned, I have a little more, I don't say sympathy, but I understand that position a bit more. The other question they asked about was whether or not you go out on a date with someone. If you're rooming with someone or dating someone, that can be a temporary situation. Choosing to marry someone and live life with someone and make plans with someone and raise kids with someone, that's somewhere where you want to make sure your worldviews are compatible. How important faith is, how important your morals are, where you draw the line on certain activities. So when you say, getting married to someone who supported the opposite presidential candidate, that doesn't mean it's not going to work. That doesn't mean you agree on a bunch of stuff and this was an anomaly, maybe you voted what, right? There are lots of variables. But I understand this long-term commitment being a little more skittish about that. So that I understand that. Finally, NBC News asked these second-year college students, so what we're talking about, 19, 20-year-olds maybe, 86% say they are either super optimistic or pretty optimistic about their future lives, compared with 13% who are pessimistic. Man, if you are 19 or 20 years old and think the rest of your life is just going to be worse than it is right now, I don't know, man. Good stuff's in front of you. That's all I can tell you. If you're pessimistic about your future at the age of 19 and 20, it is down slightly, though. 92% last year said either super optimistic or pretty optimistic. Now, when they asked them about the U.S. future, the future of the country, just 34% said they were optimistic about the future of the country. That's down 14 points from last year. And only 36% said they were optimistic about the world. That's down 24% in a year. One student said things were looking good last year. Russia hadn't happened, and we had our COVID vaccines rolling out. The poll finds 67% of respondents saying they've experienced anxiety in the past year, as well as 46% who say they have experienced depression, and 88% say they are extremely or quite concerned about the price of gasoline, rent, and food. 88%. So kind of an interesting look. I had this browser window open, and I think I accidentally closed it. There's a new report, I think it was in the Daily Mail in the UK, about the number of college students, the percentage of college students who say they are depressed or have experienced depression, and it's rising, and it's much higher than it should be. And you can't help but think that think about the contribution that our policies play into that, with the lockdowns and not doing college in person and not letting college students be social like college students should. How much that plays into this feeling, these feelings of depression that far too many college students are feeling. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Steve Doolin is coming up next here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.